been playing a little bit of... No! Everything's broken.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Current Gaming Podcast. I am your host for today, David Morgan. Joining me is the potato himself, Aaron Weeks. How's it going?
It's good.
And a guy so mad he can't even host his own podcast, Charles Blades. How are you?
That was a good one. You came up with a good intro. I was going to see how you did that.
Yeah, you know, you always count on me to fucking carry the weight.
It's like I'm watching a job interview right now.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask you about a few things on your resume, Aaron. I see you got a gap here of 2 to 3 months. Can you tell me about that? I just know what you were doing.
I had question in my last job interview.
Between jobs. Yeah. What is the right answer to that? Just
Smoking weed every day, motherfucker.
That's what you smoke weed every day. That's the right answer.
You flick a cigarette in his face and walk out. Then you got the job.
That's right. So we got some small stories today. It's, you know, holiday season. It's like the week that doesn't exist between Christmas and New Year's. So we are just...
That is so true.
...balling it. Like, nobody registers this week, working or otherwise. It just might as well not be there.
It's
like...
Gaza.
So, start things off in our news block. There was a Destiny 2 advertisement on the PlayStation 4 homepage where your games go. So, like, when you opened your PS4, it looks like if you had Destiny, the icon was there, but it said buy now instead of play. How do you guys feel about that? It reminds me a lot of Xbox's kind of putting ads into their dashboard, even though you pay for their online service. How do you, Charles, what do you think of that?
It's like, I don't know, it's not like the worst sin in the world. I don't feel like it's not like I'm not, you can turn it off. There's a way to turn it off in the settings.
Yeah. But the, like, story here on Kotaku, it's, there's instructions.
Yeah. There's instructions to turn it off. But like, it's not like the worst thing in the world, but that being said, it is in this like hyper like sensitive era where we're always talking about fucking loot boxes and microtransactions and all this like anti-consumer stuff. Plus, Destiny is like every single week in the news for being like Bungie's like mismanaging that fucking game in every single way. So it's just more fuel to the fire. I think if it was just some random, like, if fucking Neo like just one day was like, all right, there's gonna be a Neo ad, no one would care. Everybody's like, that's weird, whatever.
It being the first one of its kind, kind of,
right? Is that true? I don't know if that's true.
I don't think they've ever, Milo, I don't think they've ever had an ad like this on the dashboard before. I might be wrong, but I
don't see why would there be a setting for it if they've never done it before?
I don't know, maybe
I
they...
I feel like everybody's taking notice because it literally happened like on like the day after Christmas or something like that, so all the new people are getting PS4s and everybody's like paying attention. I don't know. I just feel like it's not the biggest deal in the world, but if because it is Destiny, like it's still like I don't know how Bungie, like I'm sure Bungie didn't like A-OK this, but like I don't, whoever Activision, whoever handled that was like, you fucked up.
Aaron, what do you think?
It's weird that it looks like a game, kind of like a normal like slot.
It looks like it would if you owned it.
Yeah, it's that's kind of sketchy, but like if it were on the like the view more, whatever you call that, like the thing right next to it where you scroll down and see like what's going on today or whatever, if it were right there, like nobody would even notice it or question it. It's literally just weird because it's on your like fucking like docket of things to do on your PS4. Like, why are you cramming an ad into my library, pretty much?
Yeah, they already have slots for ads in the store, like whole pages dedicated
for sure
games. So this just seems super unnecessary. Yeah,
especially that to me should not be ad space.
Right. And you're already looking at the store, so just put it in there. Like, that's what we usually do. I don't know. I don't know why they thought this was a good idea.
Are you drinking a LaCroix tall boy?
I am, dude. It's so good.
Fuck, you're disgusting.
You're gross.
Get out of my face.
All right. Next story.
Up next, completely unrelated. There's no transition here. Switch is getting 64 gigabyte carts this year.
It is this year when this posts.
Yeah, so the Happy New Year's, everybody. The carts that have been out now are 32 gig, so they're half the size. So all of the games that you can buy can't have a memory of more than 32 gigabytes on the physical cartridge. So this is basically going to let, hopefully, what I'm presuming is allow companies to port more easily their games that are bigger onto that hardware a little easier since it's not as constrained. And also, you know, Nintendo's upcoming titles, Metroid Prime 4, whatever comes down the pipe, will be able to be larger, which is great. But it also begs the question of, like, the system memory is, like, what, like 32 gigs? 32. So if you have carts that are 64, how are you going to download those games if you want to go digital? I guess you just can't. And then you get into, like, the carts are expensive, and that's why Switch games, you know, on indies are so much, because if they have a physical release, they have to print the carts. So what do you guys think of... I mean, it's good news, obviously. It's cool that the technology's evolving, but is it too late to introduce this, or is this the right timing?
Is it coming down the pipe or coming down the pike?
The pipe. Like, the pipeline.
No, I think it's pike.
I feel like either would work.
Let me...
I've already looked it up. It is pike.
I don't...
The Cambridge Dictionary of American Idioms has an entry for coming down the pike, all but right. not...
What about coming up the pipeline is also a...
I mean, that's not what you said at all.
I mean, we all knew what he meant, though.
I know. I had never thought about this. I had used them interchangeably my whole life. That's why I always thought of Miriam. Oh, Merriam-Webster. Okay.
Merriam-Webster. Yeah, Miriam.
This is what Miriam
said. The old woman who lives in my
source, Miriam.
Says that there's two ways. Is it down the pike or down the pipe?
I always used to think it was nip it in the butt.
Nip it in the bud. Gonna get you.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that was
right. It's a plant reference.
But yeah, that's good for Nintendo. I mean, long overdue. There's already been a few games where, like, they'll be, like, you get 32 gigs on the cart, and then you have to download an extra 10 gigs or something like that.
Is that right?
Like, okay. I think on NBA, it's like that, and, like, WWE it might be. So, like, it's not new that stuff's happening, but, like, also, like, it's, yeah, this is good news because, yeah, the system memory on that console is too small, like, if you're just using it, like, base without a memory card. But, yeah.
Definitely. Aaron, does this affect you? Do you have a microSD for your Switch? I had to buy one.
Yeah, it came with the bundle that I bought, so I have one, but it's cool that now I don't have to rely on it as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This was a lifesaver for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Plus, I buy it really digitally, like, especially on the Switch, because it's portable.
Right.
So, like, I'm not really using cards to begin with, to be fair, but I don't know.
Cool. Well, those are our big stories for the week. We've got some quicker ones here. The PS Plus Xbox Live games. PS4, it is going to be... the Batman Telltale series. If you're interested in that, have you guys played those games? I have not.
I really want to, so I'm excited that it's free.
It's really good. It, like, does some like, interesting stuff with the Batman lore. It's pretty cool.
Cool. And the big hitter, Deus Ex: Mankind Divided, which I'm excited for because I never played that.
I actually picked it up a long time ago and never played it, and now I can again
for free, even though you already bought it. Then VR, PSVR. Starblood Arena, and that's you for PlayLink. Still free? I guess it already was.
Yeah, I think it's like free for like 3 months or something like that.
Okay. And then Xbox One is getting...
But you forgot Psychopath Mandatory Happiness.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, I'm being dead serious. That game's supposed to be really good.
Is it really?
It's like a visual novel, yeah.
Is it based on like the Psychopath anime?
Yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
That anime is great.
So. I could be wrong. I could be thinking of something else. I'm pretty sure that's the game I'm thinking of.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, some Vita stuff there, and Uncanny Valley as well. Xbox is getting Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 3. All right. And in January, also Zombie, the Wii U game that got ported to next gen consoles. I'm so stuffy. That's my nose is like, just, it's like randomly trash. Getting clogged. It is supposed to be trash.
The game looks like it's trying so hard to be Left 4 Dead without any of the soul or spirit. Or soul or
dude, when
spirit
are we getting another Left 4 Dead, though?
Never.
That'd be a great... What is... The fuck? Okay, I've got like an autoplay video. I was like, what is that sound? And then also, what were the Xbox ones? I had to close the page because it was freaking me out.
Tomb Raider Xbox 360, and something else.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Armia 2.
To be fair, they at least let you do the like backwards compatibility stuff. So.
Right. Speaking of Christmas goodies, Jeff Kaplan, lead director of Overwatch, spent more than an hour on stream sitting in front of a Yuletide fire.
What was up with that? That was weird.
He just sat there and stared at the camera for a very long time.
He didn't say anything?
Nope.
Sick.
At some point,
for like hours,
brought him a gift. It was a framed picture of Genji saying, "I need healing," which was pretty funny.
He just sat there. Hours long. He just sat there.
This is too meta for me. I think it's hilarious, though.
Yeah,
I didn't watch the stream. I didn't watch it at all, actually.
But yeah,
that seems like something that he would do.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Apparently, eventually, I guess they looped it, but like, still.
Did they? Yeah. People were debating whether it was
looped or not. Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird.
And Aaron, this might be relevant to your interests. These hackers, you can basically, they figured out the Chalice Dungeons in Bloodborne, which are basically the randomly generated dungeons that you can use codes to get into. They're independent of the code that you enter, so you can manipulate the game to create a Chalice Dungeon of your choosing using the code that you pick. And by kind of figuring that out, these hackers took two unfinished, like, cut bosses from the game in the files and made them playable through hacked Chalice Dungeons that anyone can get into. So you just type in the code, Sikkism, which is like the code that this guy gave. And you can fight the some kind of moon presence boss that has a bunch of tentacles on it. And then there's a big, kind of like the fire dog. It's like a big hairy wolf boss. I thought that was cool. I didn't jump in to do it because I didn't really have a desire to go fight unfinished bosses. But Aaron, would this be something that you would want to look into more?
I mean, it's really cool, but no, I'm not. I don't think I'm going to be rushing to do it. Just because, kind of like you said, like it's. I don't know that I care enough to go fight a broken boss.
I almost did though.
It's super interesting, and I don't know. I think it's exciting. It gets me more excited for more Bloodborne or whatever the next From game is. Probably Bloodborne 2. But no, I'm not super interested in this.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, they look really. The one looks really hard and like broken. The tentacle boss.
Mm-hmm.
Charles, did you ever finish the DLC?
Yep.
Yeah, we did. We beat Orphan of Kos. That was right.
Yeah, that was that boss, and what was the other one I had a lot of trouble with?
Ludwig.
You guys had a lot of trouble with the big. She had a gigantic head.
Oh, Ebrietus?
Yeah, Ebrietus.
Yeah, she was
a pain in the ass.
Treat.
It was
Bloodborne's best game ever.
No, it's not. It's a really good game. I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, these new bosses are like, they're not new bosses. They're just like remnants of the old code kind of thing. But
yeah.
I thought they're really neat. I think it's cool people are still digging around and get old games. I always think that stuff is really cool.
Yeah, the community is still thriving and they're still finding things every day. And the PS4 actually just got, it's going to get jailbroken soon. So thanks to people like this who kind of are figuring out how the code works. So take that as you will. Moving on to topic of the week, we're doing big 2018 predictions. We all decided that we would choose 5 predictions each, and they should be unique enough that I don't think we're going to overlap too much. So I hope you guys have yours ready. These are just kind of like I chose some more general things and things that I thought would be really hilarious if they came true. So Aaron, why don't we start with yours? What are some of your 2018 predictions?
Let's do like one.
Like one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, okay. Go ahead and start.
So my first one was probably we're going to get an official announcement of Devil May Cry 5 with either just like a short teaser or maybe even gameplay. Because like it's already been kind of like they haven't outright said that there's a Devil May Cry 5 coming, but it's like rumored. So like I'm sure
I have some bad news, Aaron.
Oh, okay, well.
They announced a new Devil May Cry game.
Did they?
But it's
or was it a collection? No, that okay, no. That's in Japan right now.
You don't think that was the thing they were teasing?
No, that's not Devil May Cry 5.
I mean, but that's the new Devil May Cry project, right?
No.
Oh, you're talking about
it's Japan only right now, and no, that's not it.
Are you talking about the smartphone game?
I'm aware that exists. This
okay, I thought you just had no idea.
This is independent of that. Okay.
Okay. I believe. Yeah, I want to believe, too, because they had been, like, kind of teasing it. Something was being worked on by that team.
That was such a smug way to fucking do that, too.
I thought that, like, that was just that flew under your radar, and I was like, that might be the new IP project for that. But, all right, Charles, what's your first prediction for the new year?
I think this one's a safe bet. I'm not going to lie. I think it's a good pick, but it's a safe bet. I'm going to say the N64 Classic will get announced and released in the fall.
And released in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's fair. I hope so.
And similar to the last two, like it'll come out in the fall.
It'd be the one that I would actually maybe go to stores to try to buy.
Yeah, so N64 Classic.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. So I have a kind of weird one. This is just predicting, like, my first two are kind of like predicting like performance of games, but I feel like they're niche enough.
All right, if we're going to do performance of games, you have to give it a Metacritic threshold.
Cool, because I had one for that.
All right. But you can't just be like, it'll be good. Like, you got to be like 85 or better.
All right.
Okay.
The Niantic Harry Potter game for mobile.
Okay.
Will flop, and it will be bad.
All right.
It's going to be both, and it's going to be under 60 on Metacritic, and it will not. People are saying, "Oh, Niantic learned so much from Pokemon Go, and they're gonna like not knock it out of the park with their next project." I think they're gonna fuck it up royally.
Okay.
And I just have a feeling.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that's my hot take on that. So we'll see how that goes. And then Cheyenne's got she's got three, but I wrote them down, or she wrote them down, and I got them here.
Did she want to would she be willing to film them and then send me the video so I can edit it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
All right, we'll do that at the end. Drew's doing that.
Prediction.
Well, no, don't say it.
I'm not. As the video would go.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm
okay.
At the end, right, we're gonna be like, here's Cheyenne and Drew's predictions.
We're not gonna be like the people.
I did that CG once. Animals. It was a whole fucking time.
All right. So Aaron, number two, what is your number two prediction?
I'm gonna just do this one next since we're already kind of talking about it. Speaking of game performance, I think Detroit Become Human is gonna be like a massive critical success, but fucking flop as far as sales. Like, it's just not gonna sell very well.
All right, so really? Massive critical success. You're saying like 90 or above, or 85 or above?
Yeah, 85 or higher. Yeah, okay. And I think it's not gonna sell.
And it
very
won't
well.
Be in the top 10 NPD.
No.
Okay. That's very. We can do that one.
Can do it.
All right,
Charles. Two.
Which one do I want to use? Okay, here's a good one. Days Gone, so the Sony the new zombie game from Sony Bend will flop.
I forgot all about that.
Both not maybe not terribly commercially, but it won't perform well, and they'll also flop. Not terribly critically, but commercially it'll flop hard, and then Sony Bend by the end of the year will get shut down. The studio.
Wow. All right, is that one prediction?
Yeah, it's one prediction.
All right.
I like to throw fucking shit out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm throwing Tylenol in the old person's mouth, seeing what sticks.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Extremely graphic. Okay, well, going on that trend, I think Monster Hunter World will sell 4 million units in 2018. That's a large number for that franchise.
Right.
But I think with the install base of the PS4 and with the word of mouth and the multiplayer and it being like... almost like a reboot, but with the classic style, I think it's going to do really well, and I think people are going to be really mad that it won't be on Switch. So that's what I think for that.
Oh, this is weak sauce.
What?
Fucking Monster Hunter 4 sold 8 million.
Monster Hunter 4?
Yes.
Oh, I looked up Double Cross, and it sold like 3.
That sold 2.5, it says. If you want to do it, that's fine, but Monster Hunter 4 sold 8 million.
What was that on?
3DS.
Okay, so no shit. Like
3DS has... there's less 3DSs than PS4s.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll bump it here. Fuck it, I'll go.
Don't be a pussy, David. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna go 6 million. That's in 1 year, though. This all right, is
that's fine. I just don't want to see you be a pussy, David.
I'm gonna follow that up and say it's not gonna sell 4 million in 1 year.
Probably not. Whatever. It will sell a lot. That was what I
Monster Hunter X on. Also sold 6 million. And Monster Hunter 4 sold... It sold 4... What does it say? Okay. I get what you're saying. All right, I'll give you 4 million if you want to do 4
million. I'm going to go 4 for the year. Yeah, that's like life.
All right, I'll give you 4 million. Because I'm looking at it now. Monster Hunter 4 sold 8 million, but it's like 4 million on Monster Hunter 4, 4 million on Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate.
Yeah, okay, that's 2 games. All right, cool.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Sorry for calling you a pussy.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Number three.
It's time for Nintendo to shit or get off the pot as far as Smash Brothers goes. So we're either going to get an announcement of a Smash 4 port or a new Smash Brothers. One or the other is going to happen this year.
Do you think it's too late for a port?
I think it is. I think it's more likely that we get a new Smash Brothers at this point, which kind
of
sucks.
That was one of mine. I said we're not going to get a port and a new one will be announced.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a new one at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then CJ, are you going with that also, or
no? You can't double up. No.
All right.
Here's a good one. All right, you ready? You're gonna like this one, Aaron. Kingdom Hearts 3 will get a release date of 2018, the end of 2018, and then get delayed into 2019.
Okay, Jesus, I had that prediction as well, but mine was just Kingdom Hearts 3 delayed again.
It'll get delayed in the 20th. But it will get a release date. At some point, they'll be like November. And then in like October, they'll be like, sorry, January.
Yeah. All Square games delayed again.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got one, but I'm trying to think now if I want to change it now that we're talking about release windows. I almost want to say that Death Stranding will release next year.
Nah. You got jokes.
But like they talked about that it's possible. There was a story that came out.
There
today.
Is zero like, chance.
It is a possibility.
If you want to make that guess, you get 1,000 points if you get it.
That's what I'm saying. Is if it happened though, I would be like a fucking prophet. It won't. But
there's no like just incomprehensibly no chance.
All right, here I'm gonna go with my other bet, which is also like probably not gonna happen. But I think that in response to the Xbox One X being much more powerful, and also, did it even sell well at all? I don't remember.
I don't know. It sold okay.
Sony will announce the most controversial, is it a next-gen console or not, console.
They're going to have another, like PS Pro 2?
Like that, but like again. Because I just know that they could, and I know that. And they won't call it the PS5, but they also won't really call it like the PS4. It won't be like the PS4 Pro.
PS4 Pro.
It won't have 4 in the name.
Oh, it'll be
like
Pro Plus.
PlayStation fucking Megatron or some bullshit name like that. And then we'll hear it like get announced for 2019 or something.
Okay, alright.
Yeah. I think they have to come back now and be like, no, we have the strongest console, remember? Cool. Aaron, number 4.
Sticking with Nintendo predictions, I think there's going to be more for Metroid Prime 4, but it's not going to be anything substantial. It's going to be most likely just a teaser, no release date. Get hype would be there's like a small snippet of gameplay, but the teaser is just going to be like a fucking close up of Samus or some other easily identifiable Metroid shit. And again, just nothing substantial, and that's all we get for 2018.
Pre-rendered like 4-second clip.
It's like it starts fucking zooming in on an alien bush, and then it pans over to like Samus's left ass cheek, and that's all you get for
it's 2018. Just her. It's like her in the ball form, and you think it's like a Zen pinball game for Switch.
Yeah. Actually,
it turns out it's a Metroid game.
Yeah.
Cool. Fair enough. All right, Charles, what do you got?
All right, here's a good one. This one I'm pretty sure this is a good pick because it's not out there. But it's off the beaten path, you know what I'm saying? You're on the beaten path, I took the road less traveled by.
Okay.
There will be a minimum of 5 AAA games that have Battle Royale-style modes.
Jesus Christ.
So I think, 5? And I'll go out and name, like, 3 of them right now. I think Red Dead will, when it, like, maybe not when it launches, but at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Red Dead will, I bet the new Battlefield game does, whatever that may be. I wouldn't be surprised if Crackdown did. That could be something Microsoft could do to throw in that game. Maybe Metal Gear Survive might have one. I don't know.
I can already tell you right now that it's been talked about being in the works. Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Like, the game
it.
Would
There's
work.
There's some dude like modded it, right? That. Or like not modded it, but he has his own like server or something.
Well, the rumor is that it'll get ported to Source 2.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when they'll implement the new.
Wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Honestly, it wouldn't happen in Overwatch, but I don't know.
I almost made a prediction that Daniel Green would just do something to sabotage his whole company because he's been acting really stupid lately.
That'd be funny.
And being like, I have to trademark my game mechanics. So I wonder how he's going to respond.
No one else can have the car 80 or 98 in their game. It is only my game now.
Like, you can't do that. It's just, I don't know. I'm excited to see how he responds to all of these copycats that are going to come out in like literally the next 6 months. You're right, that will happen though. Okay, so I have another console prediction. It's not a new console, but I think that Nintendo will announce a Nintendo Switch that is handheld only, and it will be discounted from the traditional Switch. It'll be like $200-$250, but it'll be like a handheld only. It'll be a little smaller, maybe. You know, it'll just have like a connected like.
That sounds good. I would hope it's less than $200 or $250, though.
Probably $199.99, if I had to guess.
$250 is only $50 less than a normal Switch.
It'll be $200. I think
I don't actually hate that idea. I think that actually would be a better pick for like the year after this year. But like,
yeah, I mean that'd be like the
But like, I feel like that will they will do that at some point. That is a good good.
Totally.
Good
I mean, yeah, yeah. Okay, and last but not least, what do we got, Aaron?
Let me see which one I want to do. Okay, sticking with Nintendo. Then I have kind of one more I want to do because I forgot to do it when we were doing the scores, if that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still no word on Virtual Console. Doesn't even get addressed. 2018, no Virtual Console.
Okay. I was going to pick that one, but then I'm like, they have to if they're going to roll out an online service.
That, see, that's what I want to do is like, okay, Nintendo finally announces, no, 2018, no Virtual Console.
That's I don't even think it's a bad shout.
But back to the scores, we don't even have to count this as a prediction. God of War comes out, and it's actually awesome. 90 plus on Metacritic.
Why is that a surprising?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It seems like it's not, it's just what I'm hoping. I want it to come out and be really good.
I think that
I bet it will be.
Game's going to come out and be great.
I don't doubt it. All right. Last one, Charles, what do you got?
All right, dude, this is my best prediction. Dude. I've been slaving away. I've been thinking in my mind chamber. No, that sounds too close to the thing from Sherlock. I don't like that. I've been thinking about this all day, and I'm very happy. At some point, whether it be in a tweet or whether it be in a speech or anything, Donald Trump will talk about microtransactions in 2018 in some way, shape, or form.
Video games is an addiction, I bet.
He will say, not even though, microtransactions will come up. He will say it, and he'll tweet like, failing EA ruined Star Wars and microtransactions or something like that. I bet it will happen.
Because of the like legislation?
I have no idea why. He might be pro microtransactions. He might be like, it's just cosmetic. He might be one of those guys. I don't know. But like at some point, he will bring up microtransactions.
Okay. That's a very weird, bold claim. I guess I wouldn't be that surprised. That is part of the market that, you know, he knows nothing about. So yeah, I wouldn't doubt that he would say something like that. All right. So how general can my last prediction be? If it's something that's like still really unlikely to happen, can I make it like something very vague?
Or does it have to give it to us? What do you got?
So here's my prediction. EA will do something really awesome. Just something. They'll do
That's too awesome.
No, because like, what are the odds? Now, I'm not saying just that they'll like release a good game, because that's obvious. They'll probably do that. But they will like come back at these like microtransaction. They'll come back from this Battlefront 2 thing with like some kind of like huge game changing like
system. Leads the crusade against
microtransactions as they stand. But then after that, they'll sneakily like kind of subvert the market with some other bullshit, and nobody will really be able to tell because they'll be off the high of like them being like, we're never putting loot boxes in our games again. Or, like, microtransactions have no place in EA products anymore. And then they'll do something else. Like, maybe that's what I should say, is that EA will, like, lead the strike against, like, loot boxes.
Sure, I'll let you have this pick. The one was so outlandish, like, not outlandish, it was so vague, I was still even going to let you have it. Because it's like, that's never going to happen. Like, I don't even hate EA. I'm not, like, on the jump aboard hate EA train, but, like, there is nothing that's going to turn like everybody's like, wow, EA really nailed this one, didn't they?
Anthem, dude. Anthem's our last hope. Our last best hope.
That was something I was also going to say. Anthem's not going to come out next year.
All right. I'm saying EA leads crusade against loot boxes. That's loot boxes specific.
All right. Well, do you want to tell her? All right. Do you want to do Cheyenne's? Because she doesn't want to.
Yeah, I'll do this. So this is.
Make a video.
All right. Yeah. All right. So Bayonetta 1 and 2 will sell well. How well? How many? Like more than 3 million? There it is, dude. They will sell 3 million copies of Bayonetta 1 and 2.
All right, let's just say if it's in the top 10 of MPD that month.
I just like that we top hear 10, her scream, I don't know, and then David goes, all right, 3 million.
Top 10 MPD.
That's selling well.
That's very generous. All right.
They will for sure not do that. I'll be honest.
Cyberpunk 2077 will get a trailer. Like a substantial trailer, I assume. With maybe gameplay, but probably not, is what I think I remember her saying. And then lastly, of her 3 out of 5, is Animal Crossing for the Switch will get announced. An actual mainline Animal Crossing, because Pocket Camp is already like in its death throes.
Yeah,
that public opinion fucking whoop whoop like on that one. It was I tried to like it, and then just two days later, Pokemon Go,
and I like tried to like Pocket Camp, and I was like, nah, bro.
I finished literally a tutorial and then deleted it off my phone.
Yeah, this is trash.
I never tried because I knew this was gonna happen. I'm not even gonna ride that wave because I know where this is going.
Predictions for 2018. Just go through them real quick, you know. I think that we will get Pokemon RPG next year with the leaked Unreal Engine 4 character models. I think that we will see it next year, probably towards the end, of course, but we will see it. And then I know some of y'all said DMC 5. I agree with that. I also want to pull out a new Ninja Gaiden. I think maybe it's time we head back to Ninja Gaiden. I know Charles hating on, and many others of you hating on Days Gone. I'm still holding out hope. Personally, I think that Days Gone will succeed. I'm not claiming a score or anything like that, but I think that it'll do well enough for Sony Ben to stay in business. Now, however, I do have a prediction that the game Detroit will flop so hard that the company behind them will end up having to close. And let's see what else. I think we'll get Metroid 4 gameplay this year, and I think that we will also probably be seeing Fire Emblem gameplay, as well as a release date for the an actual Fire Emblem game, none of that mobile shit. Another prediction for 2018. Let's see. EA will learn nothing from what's occurred to them this year and what's happened. I think that we'll see more EA games come out with even heavier microtransactions, and then they'll sit back and wonder why are we not selling as well as we should be. What else? I think that's probably it. I mean, there's some things that we already know, God of War and all that stuff. I think all those things time will tell. But for lesser covered predictions, I think that maybe, you know, Nintendo Switch Online service will be garbage for about a year. Now, I think they'll still come out with it, but I think it'll be garbage for about a year until they figure out, I don't know, how to run it, I guess. And no virtual console in 2018. We ever see it, it won't be until after. So, fingers crossed, though. Always hold out hope.
All right, that is it for that. Those are the predictions. Lock them in. It'll be exciting to see if any of these stories come to fruition next year.
Guessing. Yeah, I bet we see like pretty solid sales on the Bayonetta collection too, like the 1 and 2 that's coming to the Switch.
That's what she was
talking
about.
That's what she said.
Oh, I thought she was talking about Bayonetta 3.
No, she was talking about 1 and 2.
That won't sell well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it will. No. People want to play Bayonetta 2 and nobody has
it. They didn't want to play them before, so they're not going to want to play them now.
It sold pretty well on Steam, so.
They don't want to play them.
But okay,
they don't want
to. I'm gonna buy
it. I own two copies of that game.
I'll buy a million copies.
You are not. You also own a fucking cat, dude, and everybody hates cats. So like,
a bold claim.
That's everybody on this podcast except for you has it. Well, no, cats doesn't
suck.
Have a cat.
Cats fucking domesticated themselves because they're so trash, dude. That's how fucking shit cats are. Cats are just like, I'll be subservient to you because why not, dude? That's why cats suck.
Subservient at all? Not like dogs are. We didn't say 3 million.
I feel like that rings more true for dogs than it does for cats.
Yeah, but we did that to dogs. We took them.
We did that to cats, too.
No, we didn't. Cats literally were like, all right, we'll hang around the barn. Like, that's how cats got domesticated. It's fucking dumb. They're trash. Cats suck. Not enough people talking about the shittiness of trash. It's like the Billboard charts, Cheyenne.
Very original.
Do you know the number one song in America, David? Like, since we
started doing this. Do I know the number one song in America?
Yeah.
It's got to be Shania Twain's Feel Like a Woman.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to predict the Metacritic for next month, too? Or just fucking predict and do a whole prediction podcast?
Predict the Metacritic? What games do we got on there? I can do that.
I don't know. I already made the fucking drive up.
Did you use my awesome formulas where it just
kind of did. I did.
Oh, yeah. Where is that? Let's see. Share with me. Gaming. Predict the Metacritic. All right, cool. Let's see what we got. January.
Are we doing this? Cheyenne keeps...
No big deal.
Why don't we do this when we have everybody, so it's not like a whole pain in the dick to...
Because two of these games come out before the next podcast, so their Metacritics will already be
out. All right, then why don't we do those and then do the rest with everybody so we're not here for 6 hours?
I mean, we've only been going for like a half hour.
All right, fair enough.
All right, let's do these. All right. Cheyenne's going to give us hers in in the Discord and I'll type them in. So, what the fuck? When is Kirby Battle Royale coming out?
2 weeks and a week and a half.
Really? Yes. Oh, fuck, cool. That's awesome. I had no idea.
Is it all really right. Awesome? Really? That's yeah. Awesome.
I love Kirby. Yes, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Also, I thought about a change in something we can do for this. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I think if you get closest, you get a point. And it's not like the combined like variation. You know what I'm saying? Because that makes us all like guess really close together. Does that make sense?
So would... You mean instead of being the farthest away, you just want to be... Okay.
It's only the closest one counts. If you're second, it doesn't matter.
How about we do it like, if you're over it, you don't get anything.
But so if we're playing Price is Right
rules. That's Price is Right rules. No, we're not doing Price is Right rules.
But then you could be like, one.
I mean, you could, okay. Yeah, but like, no.
All right, sure, I'll do that.
That's Are you guys cool with that? I think that would be... It would encourage more variation in the fucking...
Yeah, that's totally... I get it. That's a good system. All right, so... all right, let's start off with Kirby Battle Royale. Charles, what do you think that's going to get? Give me your...
81.
That's exactly what I was going to say, so...
Fucking pick a different number.
Aaron, why are you on here?
Because he's 85. Like 3 months.
Here, hang on. Got it.
85, Aaron.
85? All right. Gillette, 85.
You say Gillette, 85?
Gillette.
Dude, also got this stand here. Came with this little remote thing. I'm not really too sure what it does, to be honest.
It captures images.
It does something like that. Been spinning it like a fidget spinner, making me think I should get a fidget spinner. Been doing this the whole podcast.
Do what you want. I'm not going to stop you. I think Kirby's going to get a 79. 78. 78, there. You're right, it spread us apart. That was a good plan. Otherwise, I would have
gone... You know I like to spread them, David. You know I like to spread them.
Cheyenne says 82.
I let fuck you influence you, my opinion. I was going to say 70.
Yeah, you can really fuck people by guessing like one higher, one lower than them. Okay, next up, Dragon Ball FighterZ is, I guess, how you pronounce that, and it makes me really upset.
FighterZ.
FighterZ.
Charles.
All right, I'm not going first this time. I'm not
all right, I'll do it first.
Have you ever seen Contestants Row, David?
I am going to say it will get an 87.
Hot damn. Mm.
That's going to be a great game.
It does look good. I'm not going to lie.
There's no fucking doubt. Aaron?
I was going to say 78. I mean, I was going to say lower than that even.
Do it. Do it. What do you think? 78. 78. You're fucked. Cheyenne says 89.
Wow. I'll do a hot 81 again. I'm just going to guess 81 for all.
Okay. Well, like that company that makes the...
Bandai?
No. The people who make all the fighting games. Guilty Gear and shit.
Yeah, fuck.
Guilty Gear Zard got like...
They have a Zard? I think it's Exard, isn't it?
It's pronounced Zard.
Is it really? I thought it was Exard for my whole life.
Zard.
So, Arc System War. That's what they're called.
It's got like 90s.
That's a fire fucking studio name. Arc System Works.
Yeah. They have extremely good records.
The word System Work is cool.
Somebody's phone's a dying.
It's mine.
Boo, boo, boo. All right.
You got so happy when you said it was nice. It's mine.
People love DBZ. It's true. All right, Monster Hunter World. Here is the hottest game.
It's about the people. It's about the critics. The month.
Aaron's going first for Monster Hunter World. What do you think?
I'll say 86.
Damn. Okay.
Charles.
I don't want to be a dick because I was going to guess 87, but I don't want to be a dick. I'll guess 81.
80. All right. Oh, wait, that's Cheyenne. All right, that's great. I'm going to say 92. Extremely high, but I feel like I have a good shot.
I don't like that Cheyenne's like ghost is here. Like, why is she not just on the bot?
She ugly, she says. It's like shit because she doesn't have makeup on. 90.
Damn. Cheyenne.
I'm just making fun of her. It's like, fucking... She is. What is this? Lost Sphere.
I don't know anything about this. It's game. It's like a spirit, not spirit. It's like I Am Setsuna. It's by those developers, and it's exactly.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Tokyo RPG Factor.
Cool. I'll go first on this one. I think it's gonna get an 84. Who wants to go next?
Me, 81. Suck. Fuck. Fuck you,
CD. Damn it! I was really gonna guess it all the way down.
That's not a bad guess for this.
I'll go with. I think it's gonna bomb. I think it's 75.
All right.
I was so excited.
I'm very excited to play this game.
I couldn't even say.
I'm very excited to play this game.
Cheyenne, I am Setsuna game, new devs. Think about it. And then
she said,
the impatient. Impatient, I can speak.
Dude, David's impatient about this fucking result, isn't he?
I'm gonna get out of here. What is the impatient?
It's the thing that's in the same. She said 80. It's the thing in the same universe as, what do you call it?
Dude, she could just join the chat as like a disembodied voice.
Yeah, you could do that.
It's in the same universe as
Until Dawn. It's like Until Dawn in the hospital thing, the mental asylum that you go through. It's that like, but like in full running capacity. It's like a prequel.
I see.
And I think it has like VR support too.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are our guesses for the impatient?
81.
Maybe.
No, just 80.
Cool. I'm gonna say 76.
76.
Aaron?
79.
And Cheyenne, Until Dawn people game. I guess she's gonna go like 84.
You're just making up a score for her.
I guarantee it's gonna be something like that.
What?
It would help if you were in here.
Didn't you hear?
Nope, that's not what that says.
Didn't hear you.
Oh, didn't hear you.
Until Dawn.
My dyslexia kicked up real bad right there.
Put a pizza asshole, everybody.
We got a pretty good.
What are their name? What is that developer's name? That's gonna drive me crazy. Supermassive. No, Supergiant. No, which one? Which one is?
Supergiant is.
All right, then it's Supermassive.
Yeah, Supermassive.
Supermassive is.
Get that cat butthole out of here.
Yeah, get that fucking. Fuck,
can we make a close-up of Pete's asshole to cold open?
No. That you just did by making it by saying that, but I refuse.
Oh, Christ.
Cheyenne, we need a number. She's guessing 69 here in a second.
69. So whoever gets closest gets a point, and that's the
only... And that's the only person that gets anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
I liked the like rat race though of the old ones.
I hated the old one because it was so dumb. Because if you guessed one wrong, you were just out. Like if you were way off, if you decided to take a chance and live life to the fullest on one of them, you were just like fucking.
Yeah, out. I almost won the one because like everybody was so far off on one of them.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think. Man, that's like it. That's crazy. 2017 spoiled us. 73. All right.
Dude, you should have just gave her 69, bro.
Yeah, might as well at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right, and it's close. Is it close without? Let's do Price is Right rules with these. It's close without going over.
It's what?
Is it cut out? Is it closest without going over on this? Like Price is Right rules?
We could do that. That'd be funny.
I think that'd be fun.
All right, let's do that. I'll write down Price is Right.
Price is Right rules.
Price is Right Metacritic
and
edition.
And then here we're going to insert...
Who really got fucked then?
I got fucked on one of them because somebody guessed like one over me.
Someone guessed one over you on, yeah, Kirby.
I'm going to be over on all of them, dude.
No, you're not. You're not going to be over on fucking whatever one guessed. Dragon Ball FighterZ, you're going to be way under.
No, that's going to be like a solid 12.
I don't know if I like... that might not be a good...
Oh, because it fucks you, Dave?
No,
Cheyenne gets like one higher than
you. I mean, yeah, like Monster Hunter World is fucked. But like the... I don't know. That'd be kind of bullshit if it was like.
All right, we'll just do. Let's just do closest.
Let's see how closest works.
And if there's a tie, it's a half a point.
All right.
It's fine.
Those or if there's a tie, then you could implement the Price is Right rule. Price
is
Right. Oh
yes, I like that. I like some in some way, shape, or form there being a Price is Right style game here because I'm a big fan of Price is Right.
All right, there.
Okay, cool. And then here are Drew's picks right here.
Kirby Battle Royale. I don't know. It's not the Kirby we want. It's not the Kirby we deserve. Hold out for maybe that Kirby on the Switch. Kirby Battle Royale will probably get around to, I don't know, 61. It's going to be dog shit. DBZ Fighters? Whew. I played the beta. Not very good at fighters, so, you know. But the art style is fantastic. The amount of people that are fucking weebs for Dragon Ball Z. You know this game's gonna probably do well. I mean, even Xenoverse wasn't terrible to those people, right? It was to me, though. I'm gonna give DBZ Fighters a 90. What the fuck? An 88. That's right. Whew, the much anticipated Monster Hunter World. We played the beta. We liked the beta. I think this would be one of the best, if not the best, Monster Hunter game to date. So I'm going with a 91 on Metacritic for Monster Hunter World. Lost Sphere, you know, probably could be better than it will be. I'll still play it. I enjoyed I Am Setsuna. I think that Lost Sphere might be dinged a bit on how close it is in combat and story and everything, probably to to I Am Setsuna. So Lost Sphere will probably get around a 76 on Metacritic. The Inpatient. What to say about it? A VR title. Much anticipation. I think it's just going to fall flat on its face. I'm seeing a 64 for The Inpatient.
There they are. All right, so that is that taken care of. And do we want to do what we're playing or...
Yeah.
Right, let's do it.
What the fuck are we playing? What have I been playing? I've been playing WoW, and I've been playing Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. I can talk about that. Yeah. Fuck. Nobody's going to play it with me ever, so I am just going to play solo and hate myself because the community is sometimes terrible.
Don't they, like, boot you if you're not good enough? Like, kick you?
No.
Like, and they'll, like, they report you and stuff?
No, that doesn't happen ever. Maybe that was just me. Oh, no. I don't know how the console versions are. The PC community is, like, it's actually not that bad. There was, like, one kid that was playing, but the casual playlist, like, nobody cares. It's all just fun.
You gotta go, man.
So, yeah, it's better, in my opinion, like, as a game than something like Counter-Strike because of... like how tactical it is and like how much teamwork is required if you really want to win. I would never probably touch ranked because I just don't want to deal with that stress or the people that play it. So yeah, it's a fun game. I got it because I got a new computer. Something to
cool. Play. You got a new computer. So. How'd that go?
It's great. It worked because I bought a pre-built because I didn't feel like fucking with it. And I'm honestly glad that I did that because I built a computer once and it was not a good experience. So I just said, I'll just trust the experts and pay the extra $100 or whatever. Bought a new computer and mostly play indies on it, so that's cool.
Okay. We've been playing Aaron, a little bit of...
Oh, go for it. No,
Aaron, what have you been playing?
Aaron, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Nier Automata. It's been fun.
How many innings do you have so far?
Literally one for pulling out the destructive...
Nah, I don't really care. I'm gonna be honest.
That's like the meme ending. So like,
and it's when you like rip out your chip at the beginning or whatever.
It just rolls the credits. Yeah, like, other than that, I have not finished it. I'm still in my first playthrough with 2B. I've been kind of taking it slow, doing like all the side quests, having fun with the combat and stuff. Game's awesome. The fucking soundtrack is incredible. I'm really excited to do the other storylines. I don't know who the third one is because I've like done a good job of avoiding spoilers and stuff. Mm. Like I know that you play as 9S. I think next.
Yeah.
I'm just really I like the convoluted, like ridiculous storylines in those kind of games. Like I love Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy, like all that kind of, I don't know. I'm just really excited to get further in it. I've been having a blast with it. Would have definitely made my game of the year list had I actually played it before the end of the year.
That's fair. That game's fun. The repetitiveness is what turned me off. So I hope that
it is a little repetitive, but you can kind of combat that by changing out your weapons, like because that does affect your playstyle a little bit. Like the combat does change depending on what weapon you're using, and I actually found that some fights were easier using certain weapons. So I think that's kind of fun, like swapping stuff out, testing different weapon combinations. So like it can get stale, but there are ways to make it fun.
Cool.
Yeah, the open world was what really turned me off of the game. It was just like I hated like running around
in. I like it. I think it feels really good, and it's like it's small and contained enough. The beginning, it's really annoying, but right around the time I started getting frustrated with it is when you get fast travel. Okay. So it's like it was not a problem.
All right. I'm on the four trials part of Hellblade in my quest to platinum it, Aaron. So I'm like pretty like I'm more than halfway done with it. You know what I'm saying?
Just buy the trophies.
Huh? No, not just, near.
In Hellblade. Oh, my bad.
Kind of Raven.
In Hellblade.
Hellblade, it's like if you don't, you get all but one of the trophies on your first playthrough.
Yeah, then I'm like going back and doing it, and like I'm on the fourth of like the four trials at the tree part, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just don't want to fucking push through it, man. I'm just not, I don't know. I don't like replaying games, and this is exactly why. I'm just like,
as much as I loved, like, absolutely loved that game, I really liked it when I first played it.
It's like, it's fucking grating. She moves so slow through everything, and like, this is like light spoilers, I guess, David, but like, there's one of the trials is literally you're just like wandering around in a dark room for like, I kid you not, like 20 minutes, and it's like you're just wandering, and it's like,
it's awesome your first time through, but the second time you know what's happening, so it's like, oh, it's fuck, so I just want to get through this.
Frustrating, yeah. And there's like another one. The labyrinth one's not that bad, because it's, but like, it was still like, she just moves so slow. Like, her sprint speed is not fast enough for me for it to be like a walking simulator that I can like rush through kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Also been playing a bunch of Fortnite. We play it. We streamed it yesterday. We Aaron, I don't know if Drew told you about this shit. We fucking won a game. We got 30 kills as a team.
Yeah, he was talking about it. It was
insane. We killed a third of the people. Bobby was out of his mind. He got 15 kills. But like, our strategy in the game was just like, if we saw somebody, we just immediately shot at them. It was no strategy at all. It was just like, it was out of control how many kills we got.
Bobby's like actually really fucking good at
that
game. He's
really
dude.
Fucking good, yeah. I got 8. I think Drew died at the beginning. He got like 2. And then Caleb got 3.
Jesus.
But it was really fun. I've been playing that. I've been playing a little bit of No. Everything's broken.
Aaron.
Oh, my phone died.
It's no. It's the fucking shit is broken. This is the new cold open.
You started saying that as like your face is froze and then my screen went black. So I was like, oh, I guess my phone's dead.
Yeah, no, this is bad. Oh God. I can't describe to you guys the puzzle of fuckery that's happening on the screen right now. Played that, and then
now I'm jerking off and you can't see it.
Playing a little bit of PUBG with David. We had one game where we would have definitely won. It was us and like 2 other people, and like we just did not manage the wall right. And
no, we were just like, oh fuck, we gotta go, and then we died.
Fucked it all up, and yeah, we just died there.
Dude, when I get David's computer, we should all play PUBG. Now that I can actually be able to
play it. Runs on it. I confirmed it. It runs.
I confirmed it. Before, I'm getting your computer for literally like $50 too, because I'm selling mine to Nick once I get yours.
I'm leaving the hard drive formatting to you. I had some shit on there, and I don't feel like I can get it back up.
I straight up don't know how to do that, so like,
just take out the hard drive. It's old.
Well, I'm not buying a new hard drive, so no.
Well, and
I don't want to do this if I have to go out and buy a separate hard drive.
I just got to figure out how to even do that.
You got to put it in the microwave. That's what he does on Mr. Robot.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, I'll just drill the fucking disc.
Yeah, I've been playing. I love the battle royale genre, man.
Just delete the shit you don't want me to see. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, don't you want like a fresh hard drive when you give it to him? So everything.
I mean, yeah, but if just you can't figure out how to do it, I'd much rather just you delete the things you don't want me to see and then give me the computer.
Aaron, just take your hard drive and put it in his computer and take
mine's. I'm just broken too, and I guarantee his is bigger than mine.
I'm just fucking with you.
That's cool. I'll figure it out. I just gotta.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing. Constantly thinking about jumping into a bunch of old games from this year, but then I'm like, well, it's 2016's over. I don't need to put them on a top 10 list. So it doesn't really matter. I'm in that strife. So, yeah, but
I'm just really excited for January. There's some good stuff coming out, and then like nothing for like the year. Yeah. So I hope Monster Hunter World is enough to like. I'm sure I'll be playing that.
You're into the Monster Hunter
World. I hope there's like a drought of games, kind of for at least a little while, just because like I have such a ridiculous backlog now that. That would give me some time to catch up.
Fucking play WoW and not anything else.
Yeah, just put your head right there, David. Like, I'm dead serious. Leave your head where you had it when you were betting over. It's perfect.
Also, yeah, that like I'm gonna have a lot of WoW to play once the expansion comes out. Even the pre-patch is gonna take.
Are you
up
still
a ton
playing? Because we should do stuff.
I haven't been on in a while, but like the pre-patch is gonna be fucking awesome because they're redoing the leveling and then the allied races are at least some of them are coming out. I think
are it's,
like,
they rumored. Okay?
It hasn't been officially announced, but like they're coming out.
We should level together. I want to do a Void Elf Mage.
I'm gonna do See, I don't know. I'm like 90% sure I'm switching to Horde with or without you. So, like, right. I'm probably going to do.
Bye.
High Elf.
That's all right. See you later.
Or whatever they're called. Highborn. I don't fucking know.
Void Elves are
just
literally.
Switch
just
to fucking
blood
Horde.
Elves.
It's better.
I don't want to. Whisperwind has 1% Horde pop. I'm not doing
it. I don't know. It also doesn't matter because, like, Cross Realm. Everything is Cross Realm.
I have a guild, though, is the thing.
To fucking find a new one. How long did it take you to find that one?
I them. They've been good to me. I fucking do. I've done Antwerp, you idiot.
Do it again with someone else.
David's indebted to this fucking raid family.
Like, who the fuck are these people? Who gives a shit?
You're never on, so it doesn't matter.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm literally gonna fucking drive to your house and slap you in the face. I was on for like 2 weeks where you didn't log on a single time.
Well, when I was at home and I didn't have a computer, probably.
How was that my fault?
I mean, I didn't know.
All right, we gotta end this podcast, David. Hey,
all right, so that's the end of our show. That's the whimper of our show going out the new year,
extinguishing the candle.
Not with a bang, but
we're gonna be a better podcast this year. That's our resolution. Maybe. So it's been great. Great 2017, guys. And I am David Morgan. I've been your host today. Hopefully not in the future. I'm My Guy Dave on Twitter. Charles, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter. Twitter. At Charles Tilla. Posting some hot takes, bruh.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron. I spit all over everything.
I'm twinning on Twitter at AaronMWeeks.com.
Cool.
The Good Place.
We won't do that. Nobody's going to watch that show.
Drew watched it. He said it's good.
It's fantastic. David, you would like it.
All right, I'll check it out. What's it on?
You're a liar. It's on Netflix.
That's what we tell everybody. It's like you fucking trying to hand out your shitty album.
Yeah, I hate when people do that shit. Just tell me you're not going to watch it. It's like David all the time tries. He's like, you want to play this fucking great fucking Metroidvania fucking QuickTime fucking game on PC? I'm like, no, David, I'm not going to play that. I'll just be frank with you.
I guess just tell me you're not going to watch it. You're not going to play Hollow Knight.
That's not Hollow Knight was not what I was talking about. I said Metroidvania because I couldn't think of another genre. But it was I was trying to think what the fuck you're trying to tell me to play the other day. I don't remember.
What was the fucking game you tried to tell me was a Metroidvania the other day?
Me?
Yeah.
Batman is a Metroidvania.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
No.
It is.
No. You don't just take the progression system and then call it a Metroidvania.
It works the same way.
I'm not having this argument.
All right, then Zelda's a Metroidvania, dude. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's like the same argument almost. All right, that's our show. We'll talk to you. Peace.